Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
A few years ago, I got a call from a neighbor. She was the bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah queen for a local synagogue and a friend. And she'd raised her boys, who were about 20 years younger than I am. And I'd gotten to know she and her husband just from my apple butter delivery in their neighborhood, which is just a means of marketing that I shared with some of the houses in a few neighborhoods where I bring a jar of apple butter with my name on the top. And there's just something homey about apple butter, and I actually give it out to my clients at this time of year as well. When she called me the first time, it was 4 years before we actually sold her house. The first time she called me, she had a house that was full, so full of stuff that as you walked from room to room, you thought, my goodness gracious, she is going to have to bring in a couple of dumpsters, really, to clarify this home, maybe a few or five or six. She was such an accomplished leader and teacher and trainer for those who were turning 13 and going through their bat mitzvah and bar mitzvahs that she was well-respected. She had every cassette tape, video cassette tape, beta cassette tape, CDs, DVDs. She had all the original manuscripts from every one of the celebrations. And she had so much stuff. I could have sworn she had some of the original Dead Sea Scrolls in the house. It was just that packed. So as I walked through the house and I told her what she needed to do, I was a little bit oblivious to how much work she could actually accomplish because we had only for this first time met and discussed it. So as I encouraged her to consider choosing some things and letting some things go, she cocked her eyebrow and looked at me and she's like, I don't know if I can, but you know, I will try. And a year went by, and I got another call. Eric, I need to move, but I'm having trouble getting rid of my stuff. And I went back over, and we had a similar conversation. But I gave her a little bit of advice in the kitchen. Hey, why don't you just, let's focus on the kitchen. This is where you'll make the most money in the resale. You know, I came back a year later, and she was so happy with the new orange countertop she'd put into the kitchen. So clearly, we were not getting anywhere with the advice that I was giving her, okay? And you may say to yourself, hey, Eric, that's me. I'm not going to get anywhere. I've got stuff that lines my stairs. Every step has got a bag full of some items. Or, you know, if you walk into some of my bedrooms, they're really not bedrooms. They're like storage rooms. And my basement, I haven't been in my basement for a couple of years. It's okay, okay? It's all right. Because it isn't the stuff that people are buying. They're buying the house. And what I discovered with this client when I went back on the fourth anniversary of our first visit together, and I realized that she literally could not do what I was asking of her, and that we could not approach her sale of her real estate in a traditional fashion, that I recommended that she instead, give me the chance to sell the property with no sign, no lockbox, not in the computer, but just by word of mouth. And it was really the first time that I approached what I call now the quiet listing, which is using an off-market approach to sell real estate when someone is emotionally or physically or overwhelmed to the point where they can't think of having people come through their home in a traditional fashion. There's nothing that says you have to sell your home the same way all the time. We typically put homes on the open market with a sign out front, maybe a lockbox on the door. We do it by appointment, and we get our homes ready, and we spiff them up, and we make them look great because we tend to sell them for more money when we do it that way. But depending upon the market conditions at a certain time of year, which is in mid-February, which, again, you can read about in the Market Ready Guide, and you can download that at ericstewartgroup.com for free, there's a certain time of year where timing trumps condition. And sure enough, in her case, we, in 2 weeks of just mentioning by word of mouth this property, able to sell the home for just a hair under full price. And this was a $1 million property we sold for, I think, $995. So it was less than 1% less, like 99.5% of what our asking price was. And what made it even sweeter was we needed an accommodation in the process that the buyer was willing to give her, my seller, so that she could make her move at a comfortable pace. The buyer was willing to let the seller stay in the property for up to 2 months after settlement and not pay rent. Okay. So we gave it up a little bit on price, but we got 2 months of in the house, stay in the house, and the buyer got the home that they wanted in the neighborhood they wanted with the school district that they wanted. Granted, full of stuff at that point, but trusted that the seller was going to, in fact, vacate the property, needed some funding out of the sale and settlement of the property so that the purchase of the trucks and the packing and the dumps that would come out of the property could all be done out of the proceeds. And then a deposit was kept in case for some reason she was not able to get everything out, so money could be held so that the rest of it could be cleared out. She wasn't, in fact, in a position where she had to spend money out of that deposit. She did everything within the 2 months. The buyer was very happy. The seller was ecstatic. Don't worry that you're not ready. We can help you, even when you're not ready. When your home becomes a millstone around your neck, when your home becomes at that point where you feel like, I should have done it differently, you can overwhelm yourself with guilt and shame. And shame says that you're the problem, and you're not the problem. We make decisions in life, and sometimes decisions are made for us. So what we have to decide now is, how do we want to live our lives? What is our preferable future? How are we going to step forward in our life and enjoy and embrace our life? And as I've been talking with Vanessa Spivacek over at Sunrise Bethesda, you know, assistance can give us independence. It actually can help us be more independent and actually live the life we've wanted to live. Isolation is almost like a disease. We can isolate ourselves and get to the point where we're so consumed we barely move. So don't be afraid to raise your hand and say, hey, let's talk about what you can do for me, Eric. I like what you're saying. And I come from a family of doctors. My dad was the chief of staff at Columbia Hospital for Women, and my grandfather was the chief of orthopedics at Walter Reed. My uncle, also orthopedic, my cousin is currently orthopedic surgeon. My great aunt founded physical therapy. Florence Kendall was her name. So what informs my thinking is, how can I help you? What can I do to help you? Yes, I market homes. I sell homes for the most money. I'm an excellent real estate agent with 30 years experience, and I've sold 2,800 plus houses, 130 this year. Yes, I know my business, but it starts with caring for where you are. And you may be in a point, again, where your home is just getting ready. You want to sell it for top dollar, and great, you know I can help you. But some of you don't know that I can help you, don't know that I have the tools, and I do. I can help you right where you are. So call me today. Let me see. Let's have a conversation. We can even meet for coffee or a cup of tea just to talk, okay? 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. And when you call that, you might have one of the ladies answer. Just give them your name and number. Say, hey, Eric, I heard Eric on the radio. I'd like to talk to him today about what you and your group can do for me. Again, that's 800-900-9104. We have seniors real estate specialists within our group. We have lot specialists, commercial real estate specialists. We can assist you and guide you in the financing through our preferred lenders. We have a preferred vendor guide to give you the tools necessary, the people necessary to call on, help you get your homes ready. You can download that for free at ericstewartgroup.com in the resources section. And don't forget, if you want to come out and learn what I'm saying here on the show in a personal fashion, come to either of the seminars in mid-November in North Bethesda or Tyson's Corner. Just go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information. Well, time's getting short. Just enough time for my final thoughts straight ahead.